Hello, Professor George here today. And today the subject is positioning, and specifically a positioning failure of Coca-Cola energy drink. Now, to get started, first of all, we have to remember that positioning is a part of our basic marketing process here of segmentation, targeting, and positioning. Segmentation is where we take the market and divide it into segments. So our target, our market is going to be divided into segments either by doing a top-down method of the products or the services, various products or services such as a beverage market, and a bottom-up method of segmentation where we focus on our key target customer. Then what we do is we select out a target segment that we think we can win at and develop a marketing mix around that target customer and target segment. The marketing mix is your product, price, place, and promotion. And then what we do is we position our product or service to that target customer. So positioning is a really key strategy as far as the concept of the customer's perception of your product or service relevant to the customer's wants or needs. And the second part of it is versus competitors, because customers will perceive a certain product. So, for example, BMW is positioned as the ultimate driving machine. So customers will in that target market will perceive BMW automobiles as high-quality performance cars. And then they'll look at BMW versus competitors, such as maybe a Mercedes or a Lexus or a Tesla whatever particular product the customer wants to compare it against. So our customers here will do this perception analysis in their head, and they'll also do a comparison. And that's just how our brains work, because we're always looking for reference points. So when you're doing positioning of your products, think about how do you want the customer to perceive your product. Let's look at fast food, for example. McDonald's, fast, cheap, consistent, golden arches. Burger King compared to McDonald's. Better product, maybe not as fast, not as consistent. So our own minds make these comparisons constantly. So the key to positioning is to really get in the customer's head about how they look and perceive of your product. This relates to branding and differentiation, but those are subjects for another day. So let's talk about Coca-Cola Energy. Now, Coca-Cola Energy, I'm holding one in my hand here. It's a very nice red can with lots of nice wavy black lines on it. Very cool looking Coca-Cola. It's not Coke. It's not Coke. It's Coca-Cola. And it's got energy here with guarana, B vitamins, and caffeine. 140 calories in this 12 fluid ounce can. So very nice packaging. It's very clear what this product is. But what happened was Coca-Cola announced that it would be discontinued in the U.S. market. It is going to be a regional product, and they may bring it back, you know, for promotions or whatever. But they launched it, and they launched it with four different flavors, and it's got three times the amount of caffeine of regular Coke. So there's a differentiating point. And it's positioned as a high quality or as an energy drink. Okay. Now, when you look at the base brand of Coke, however, it's positioned as a high-quality cola beverage with a positive type of feel-good image. You know, I remember the Coke and a smile. Yeah, let's look at the polar bears. You know, you've got all this happy feeling when you drink a Coke. And this is a positioning statement of its, you know, it's a caramel color product. And the taste of it, the branding is what differentiates Coke from competitors in the customer's mind. So now let's look at, well, why did Coke bring an energy drink into the market? Well, this is called brand extension. And brand extension is a strategy that is widely used in the beverage business, and where you can enter a new product category using the strength of your core brand. So it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Coca-Cola here, we are going to bring out an energy drink. Oh, you know, if you think about it, maybe Coca-Cola is already an energy drink in some way, shape, or form. And it uses that established brand recognition, and it reduces the risk. Plus, it is a huge market. The energy drink market is a huge market. And if you can pick up a few points of market share, you'd have a viable product. So this makes a lot of sense from a brand extension point of view. However, The risk becomes is that your brand gets diluted. So maybe that core brand as a feel-good type of comfort product or a familiar product may cause a problem here for your base brand. And also maybe that brand doesn't make sense to customers when you take it into a new target market such as energy. And when you look at the successful brand extension strategies for Coke, you know, Coke Zero, Cherry Coke, Diet Coke, you know, myriad of other flavors. So these promotion opportunities include, you know, maybe you can gain some traction in the market, and then you'd have another, you know, valuable brand as a part of your product line portfolio. So brand extensions are widely used, and especially when you have what's called a product line a marketing strategy, which the beverage companies are really good at. Now, another reason that they use brand extensions for their marketing strategies is that along with a product line strategy and a pricing, you know, basically this is a similar priced product. And they also have distribution capabilities. You know, basically if a Coca-Cola rep walks in and says, hey, we want to put this in your store, you know, most of the retailers are going to say, okay, we'll give it a try. You know, you're going to support it. So it can gain some shelf space. The pricing is already established in the market. These are premium type products. You already have a bottling distribution system. You have, you got the trucks, you know, and DSD, direct store delivery every day. There's a lot of strength in supply chain that can add to your success of a brand extension strategy. You know, it's not like a new company walks in and say, hey, you know, I want you to put in my new energy drink, and the retailer is going to say, who the hell are you? Why should I care? Coke walks in, all right, everybody cares. So they have all of these scale and market advantages in supply chain. So what they try to do is leverage these, and the strategy makes sense. So with all of these advantages, why did it fail? I believe that it's a basic positioning issue. In the customer's mind, Coca-Cola is not an energy drink. I think the power of Coke's basic positioning overwhelms the energy aspect of the product. And you know what? There's not a lack of products in the energy market. You know, you've got very well-established brands with formidable market positions in Monster, in Red Bull, and Rockstar, just to name a few. And it's very crowded and competitive. So, you know, what value does Coke bring to the energy market? You know, it's kind of questionable. And I think the results speak for themselves. They just were not able to attract customers away from an established energy drink brands. So now I'd like to look at an example of a brand extension into the energy market that worked quite well. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Now, Mountain Dew Kickstart originally, surprisingly enough, started as a breakfast type of offering with orange juice in it. And what they quickly found, and they pivoted into gamers, and they pivoted into an energy drink. So in this particular case, Mountain Dew has a different brand positioning. You know, do the do, it's more hip, it's more fun. You know, it's going to appeal to that energy drink customer more readily than Coke will. You know, so I think it had a basic brand positioning there that facilitated this. And what happened was the gamers got into it, and the hipsters got into Kickstart. And they were very successful with Kickstart when they pivoted into the more of the kind of an energy drink type of positioning. So there's an example where it worked. Is a Mountain Dew Kickstart. So to sum up here, I think Coca-Cola Energy is an interesting study in the use of positioning as a marketing tool. The overall brand positioning, in my opinion, was so strong that customers did not accept it as an energy drink, and vis-a-vis competitors, it's just too powerful for Coke to gain any traction in this market, and ultimately fail to gain the desired positioning in the customer's mind. So to sum up, positioning is the perception by the customer of your product or service, and also versus their competitive opportunities. So when you're working on your marketing, and you're working on your sales presentations, think about how your product is positioned in the customer's mind.